Hey, it's Terry Carr, and welcome to the Who Rocks Jersey podcast. You know, the state of New Jersey has rockers beyond the ones that we know, community rock stars. And one of those rock stars is my good friend Tim Vogel from the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Tim is the director of food sourcing. I've known you a long time.
You have.
Me and you have sort of worked on a lot of different things together, Tim. You're always such a great guy to work with. And the Community Food Bank is such a hugely important part of our community. Now, how long has the food bank been in operation, and how long have you been with the Community Food Bank?
Well, the food bank's been in operation since the early 80s, when it was first started by a woman with a dream and a station wagon, and it's grown from her station wagon when she found a need in her local community in Summit, New Jersey, and it's grown to an organization that distributed over 50 million pounds of food last year.
That is just a crazy amount when you think about it. 50 million pounds of food. It doesn't surprise me that people will be generous enough to donate that. What surprises me is that people actually need 50 million pounds of food. It's something, again, that we've stressed in various drives and things that we've done that you don't think about on a daily basis. You know what I think of when I get up in the morning? What am I going to eat for breakfast? What am I going to take to the station for lunch? Where am I going to do dinner tonight? We don't think of those things. And I want to talk about the amount of people that are helped yearly by the Community Food Bank of New Jersey.
It is hard to believe, Terry, that you and I get up in the morning and we know what we're going to have for breakfast and lunch and dinner. And, you know, it just doesn't really dawn on us. But for over 1 million people in New Jersey, that's an issue. And that means 300,000 of them are children. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. And they have to struggle every day to make those decisions on, am I going to feed my kids? Am I going to pay my bills? Am I going to take my medicine? How do I juggle all that? So that's where the Community Food Bank of New Jersey comes in. And we're distributing food to organizations that are feeding people every day.
And what else you guys do, too, the Community Food Bank of New Jersey not only fights hunger and poverty in New Jersey, but you also do a lot of assisting in need of those that seek long-term solutions. You know, these are things and episodes that go on in people's lives, sometimes for longer than people would like. Tell us about some of the special programs that you guys have.
Well, we have a number of programs. There's programs that are designed to deal with seniors and their needs. There's kids' cafes that provide meals to kids that with 3,000 or 4,000 a week we're preparing. And that is feeding those kids, that's going to be the only hot meal they get.
And you think about our most vulnerable citizens, our children and our elderly. Mm-hmm. And it's so sad that coming up, that could be a worry for children. And then at a time, you know, where you should be kicking back in life, you shouldn't have to be worrying about where your next meal is coming from.
Right. And so we work really hard to make food available for that segment of the population so that they can get some from fresh produce. They can get good food.
That's the thing that people always say, too, which is so upsetting. People say, oh, gosh, you know, it's so expensive to eat well. It's expensive to eat well. And you guys are really committed to providing balanced meals for people, making sure that everybody gets exactly what they need.
You know, one of the things that we've committed to in the past year is to increase the amount of produce that we provide. So over 20% of our donation of our food that goes out to our organizations is produce.
And that's probably difficult to do, with spoiling and things. It's probably really hard, very challenging for you guys.
Logistically, it is challenging, and it's also a challenge because there's a lot of produce that people don't recognize. You know, you have to educate them on, you know, what different things are and how to prepare them. So
that's very interesting. People would be like, wait a minute, you guys brought me this? I thought I was going to get that. So how do you raise donations? Where does millions of pounds of food a year come from?
We have a really talented staff that is involved with talking to donors about raising funds for fundraising and for organizations that want to commit to healthy eating for communities. So our staff of marketing folks and grant writers are out there knocking on doors and talking to people about getting funding available for not just food, but to get smaller organizations like a pantry or a shelter, helping. We get them funding to help them grow so that they can have better refrigeration, that they have more space available so we can get more food into them. Logistically, it's a challenge.
Better resourcing,
yes,
better resources for the community. So if a family needs help, if somebody listening is like, you know what, I really need help, what would they do? How will they get in touch with the community food bank? What are the requirements to be a family that can be helped?
First of all, the community food bank is a distribution point. So we distribute to soup kitchens and pantries and shelters. You can go on our website, cfbnj.org, and you can go to our agency relations department, and they'll tell you through mapping and everything else where
the
closest
agency is. Yeah, I love it. You can just put your zip code right in there.
That's right.
And they can tell you which different food pantries in your area are available to you. So your website is really super helpful. And you guys do a lot of special eventing. You've done with us every year. We do Students Change Hunger. We also have our turkey and food drive around the holiday season. And, you know, people think it's just holiday season.
That's right. Yeah.
And tell us why it's not just holiday season.
Well, everybody is helping at holidays, because once we get into the fall and you're getting closer to the holidays, people want to help. There's a corporate month of giving. There's all kinds of things.
Your heart changes a little bit, too, come November 1st.
Once you get into January, you can look at a chart or a graph and see the numbers drop off. So we encourage organizations that they want to raise food or funds for us to consider doing it in January or February. And the summertime's the same challenge, because people are thinking about vacation, or they're thinking about going away for whatever, and people are still hungry. They're still struggling to get that meal.
Yeah, it's not just one time of the year, although we're feeling a little more charitable that time of year.
That's right.
People definitely are needy all times of year. And you know what I found interesting that I learned about you guys when, you know, I came back and we started working with you? People's pets have needs. You know, I'm a huge pet person. I'm all about the adoption of the pets. And sometimes people don't have the sources to give their pets food. You know, it's funny. I've read articles and seen situations where people are like, I'd rather have my dog or cat, I can go hungry for 2 days. More important for my dog or cat to eat. You know, that's how much we love our pets. You guys also take pet supplies.
We do. We don't take, we take pet supplies because that's part of what our donors are giving us. And we're happy to distribute it as well. And we work with you guys.
You have,
certainly,
yes, absolutely.
To do that. So, but the need is there. When there's a tragedy or, some kind of a weather-related disaster, pets need to eat too. And you guys know that firsthand. You know that firsthand.
We do. We do. And our shelters appreciate it too. You've certainly been beneficial to them as well. Now, Tim, we just talked about, you just mentioned, if there's some sort of a disaster or something, what constitutes like a food emergency? Because when there are disasters around, you guys are right there. Front lines.
That's
helping
right.
out.
During the most recent disasters, which would be Sandy, something like a big storm or a big some kind of a power failure, we're running our kitchen. Once we get back up and running in our kitchen, we're the ones providing meals for the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. We have volunteers coming in. During Sandy, once we got up and running again, we were 24/7. Our kitchen was running. We had volunteers coming in making sandwiches. And we were shipping them out to the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. So it was a great. We're a big source of disaster food, and in fact, we work with the state as a disaster recovery center.
Wow!
So we're working with them
now. If somebody is listening right now and is saying to themselves, "Well, I would love to get involved with the community food bank. I'd love to volunteer. I'd like our business to head up some kind of a program, something we can do in the summer, how would people reach out to you to get involved in any way, shape, or form?
I say, come on down. We're always looking for volunteers. It's just not sorting food, but it's also maybe going to a mobile pantry and handing out food with us. There's plenty to do. You can certainly, again, go to our website, or you can call the Community Food Bank and ask for the Volunteer Services Department. We get over 40,000 individual volunteers a year.
That's incredible.
In our door, coming through our doors. And that's really important for us, because it's about the equivalent of 58 full-time employees.
That's wonderful.
And so our volunteers are go to the real heart of who we are and what we do.
And we want people to know, too, if you're sort of unsure, because sometimes people live a little quickly and they're like, I'm unsure of what to do or how to get involved, making a monetary donation is also incredibly important.
That could be the most important thing, because it gives us the some leeway on how we can spend the money. What do we need at that time? And so there's no restrictions on that. We can buy the food. We can get new equipment, something like that.
So and when do we need it? When is going to be a time that we are going to be our slowest for donations and we're going to have to buckle up and get this done? Maybe it's summer, or maybe it's, you know, a different time of the year. March, I would imagine, is probably kind of
sure.
quiet
I
for
mean,
you guys
yeah.
as well.
You can say this, you know, late winter, early yeah. spring and summer.
Yeah. Tim, you're a rock star. You've always been a rock star. You're a great guy. Certainly, we've been happy at WDHA to be in the business of the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, if you will. I don't see you enough. We have to do another food initiative, not during the holidays.
Hey, listen, that would be great.
We got to figure something out.
We would make that happen with you in a minute.
And honored to know you. Honored to have you on our Who Rocks Jersey podcast. If you want to reach out to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, it's cfbnj.org. And Tim is the man with a plan. And thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. And thank you for your great partnership.